Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Tried CBD products, you don't know how powerful they may be for so many health concerns, or why CBD users say it's done a complete turnaround for me. CBD from the cannabis plant may provide many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. It requires no prescription. Discover gimmick-free CBD at CBDistillery.com and enter Dustin for 20% off. Again, enter Dustin for 20% off at CBDistillery.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Hawk, congratulations on winning the Ford C. Frick Award.
Thanks, Lawrence. I just, to this right now, so I haven't sorted things out in my mind yet, because this is a bit of a life changer, you know, going to Cooperstown. It just doesn't happen very often, you know, you get an honor like this.
What's it mean to you to have been the voice? And in the intro, I brought it up that you're the voice in my head when I think about White Sox baseball. Well, what's it mean to you? For a lot of White Sox fans, you are that.
Means so much. As I said on my last speech there, I love them, and I always will. And I think we did create a bond that, you know, being called a homer was the greatest compliment you could pay me.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, Cub fans, Pat Hughes here.
Here comes the winning run! Cubs win!
Warm up your winter with your favorite boys of summer at the 35th Annual Cubs Convention, January 17th to 19th.
It's almost here. Hotel packages at the Sheraton Grand Chicago and weekend passes are almost gone. So get yours now.
With events like the Kids Only Press Conference with Anthony Rizzo. Appearances by new Cubs manager David Ross.
So honored to be able to lead such a talented group.
Your favorite Cubs players, both current and alumni.
Unbelievable!
The fan favorite Saturday Night Bingo. Ryan Dempster's late night talk show off the mound, plus tons more. Get two-night hotel stay packages at the Sheraton. All-access weekend passes available too. Saturday-only passes for the Lowe's Hotel Experience. And Sunday-only family experience passes with expanded kids' activities.
Get your passes now before they're gone.
What an amazing atmosphere.
Don't wait, Cub fans. For more event details and package options, go to Cubs.com/convention. That's Cubs.com/convention.
Cubs win!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Down to a dozen. Kane out of the corner. Centered it. Oh, and it jumped up over the blade of DeBrinket. The Flames able to get it out, and the Calgary Flames are going to knock off the Chicago Blackhawks to win for the 8th time in their last 10 road games. And that man, Talbot, particularly early in the contest, just outstanding tonight.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Charlie Rumeliotis. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Charlie covering the Blackhawks for NBC Sports Chicago. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
Hey, Charlie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. And, you know, not only did we get a Blackhawks loss yesterday, but we got Stan Bowman filling up the notebooks with whatever Stan Bowman was saying. It was very difficult for me to figure it out. But are they sellers, buyers? Is there any decision made yet, Charlie, from what you're hearing from Stan Bowman?
I don't think a decision has been made, only because we heard Stan say yesterday how important these next 5-6 weeks are going to be leading up to that trade deadline on February 24th. Because before yesterday's game, they were about 4 points out of the final wild card spot in the Western Conference, and they were building some sort of a run where they win four of their last five and six of their last eight, and they were kind of creeping into that wild card spot. Yesterday's loss did not do them any favors as they fell 6 points back and then 7 points behind Calgary. So I think it really depends on how the Blackhawks are going to perform down the stretch here and whether Stan Bowman is going to reward this team or if he has to sell off some parts at the trade deadline, like a guy like Eric Gustafson, who's on an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I don't think a final decision has been made. These next 4 or 5 weeks are going to determine that.
So, Charlie, last night, during that last sort of frantic power play when the Hawks had a chance to tie late in the third, so on the ice, you see Kane and Toews. Obviously, they're always going to be there. You see Boqvist and Kirby Doc, the teenagers, the youth. And it sort of struck me at the time, like, okay, that's kind of where the Hawks are. They're kind of stuck in the middle. You've got this infusion of youth and really talented young players that are represented by Doc and Boqvist, and you've got the veterans and the legends and that sort of the old Blackhawk guard. What are the Hawks closer to? Are they closer to being part of this youth movement and a rebuilding phase, or are they closer to trying to chase the old glory and go for a playoff spot to get into the tournament and say anything can happen?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I kind of wrote about this on Sunday when the Detroit Red Wings were in town, because they had that playoff streak of 25 years in a row of making the playoffs, and they tried milking out every last possible run from their core group. But at the time, Henrik Zetterberg and Pavel Datsyuk and Nicholas Cronwall, they were all 35, 36, 37 years old, whereas right now Patrick Kane is 30 and Jonathan Toews is 31. I mean, they're both 31, and they're still playing at a very high level. And then you have guys like Adam Boqvist and Kirby Doc who are ready to take this next step in their development, but the timeline isn't adding up with the Blackhawks' window right now. So I don't see them I feel like they're still closer to a possible playoff team than they are a full-on rebuild, just because I don't think a full-on rebuild is possible with all these player contracts and the length of them and how they have player control with these no-movement clauses. So they have to find a way to maybe speed up the timeline of Boqvist and Doc and try to continue to milk those high-level years out of Kane and Toews as they continue to age.
Is there any kind of conflict between what Stan needs to do to preserve his job versus what would be best for the organization? And by that, I just wonder, I mean, Stan's won Stanley Cups, done a great job, but at some point, you know, when you're not winning, you run out of time in your job versus needing to do what's right for the franchise. If you're pushing things as you're talking about, squeezing every last drop out of it, are you doing what's right for the team?
Yeah, Stan has never been one to really emotionally react and kind of look in the short term. And all of his trades, you look at last year too, all of his trades have been to look ahead and acquire guys that have term on their deals. And he's not going to go on the free agent market and sign guys to long-term deals to kind of get in the way of the young guys because of the development. So, and he even said it yesterday, is missing the playoffs for a third straight year, is that in your mind when you go into this trade deadline thinking that you have to reward this group and try to get in? And he declined to say that the past would dictate the future. So I don't think we're going to see anything where Stan is going to try to add at the deadline just because he wants to get this Blackhawks group in the playoffs and avoid missing the playoffs for a third straight year.
Talking with Charlie Roumeliotis from NBC Sports Chicago, covers the Blackhawks. And Charlie, last night Dylan Strom goes down, and I think that that's a big part of this maybe equation and conversation is, you know, this is a player that might have been next in line and still could be next in line for a contract extension after DeBrincat signed his deal. The ankle injury, though, looked bad, and I know that you can't project with injuries, but how might that affect what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, because the next couple of weeks are so important in informing what direction the Hawks head as they get closer to the trade deadline?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, and you hope it's not, you know, you hope he's not out for too long, because you look at the last five games and they had goals from 13 different skaters over those last five. Like, they're finally getting that depth scoring, and it was the key reason of their recent success. So you saw it. Dylan Strome went down in the second period, and all that depth, the lines just got jumbled up. They tried putting Patrick Kane on the top line. They tried putting him with Kirby Doc and Alex DeBrincat, and then, you know, the third line gets you know, it was just all out of whack. So when he goes down, you kind of feel that depth, and the Hawks really can't afford any more injuries. You see Brandon Saad is out, Robin Leonard is out, Drake Kajula, Andrew Shaw is out, Seabrook and Calvin Hunter are done for the season, and they're right up there in man games lost in the NHL this season. So when you take away another key piece to that forward group, you're really going to feel it.
This is an awful question to ask, and I just, if they don't win, who's more in trouble, Stan or Jeremy Colliton?
Well, I don't know how one can go without the other. And you know, Stan was the guy that hired Jeremy, and if it didn't work after a year, then I think you have to evaluate who made that decision to hire Jeremy. So I don't think, you know, or if, you know, if the coach goes, then you have to, you know, I don't know if you trust Stan to make that decision to hire the next coach, because they had a Hall of Fame coach that they got rid of.
Hmm. Oh, they did? Really? He's coming back to town here soon, too. That'll be fun.
Yep.
January 21st, I believe, right? Joe Quenneville comes back with the Florida Panthers. Charlie, in this conversation about who stays and who goes, how much hinges, I mean, is Corey Crawford on the trade block? It could, you envision them, be, you know, or maybe it's Robin Leonard, but I kind of doubt that. Do you see them dangling one of the two goalies as they get closer to the trade deadline if they fall out of contention?
Yeah, I think that's the big if. I think if they fall out of contention, I think they should explore it. In my opinion, they should be trying to talk a contract extension with Robin Leonard. And, you know, maybe you go to Corey Crawford, and if he wants to stay in Chicago, well, he has that full no movement clause. So he has, like we said earlier, he has control over that. But if you go to him and he wants to try to be on a Stanley Cup contender because he hasn't been getting his consistent starts like he's accustomed to, then he has, you know, full control over where he wants to go. So I think it's certainly an option. Like I said earlier, if they do fall out of contention, because right now I don't think you want to be making a decision on selling your parts. You know, it would send the wrong message to the group that if this team did make a run and then the trade deadline approaches and you start selling off, like, I don't think that would sit well in the locker room. So, but like you said, if they do spiral out of the playoff picture, I think it's certainly an avenue that they should explore.
Would they, you know, obviously they got a lot of money sitting there based on the fact that that Seabrook is out for the year. Would they acquire someone to, you know, take out a bad contract in order to get something else, or are they more likely to try to acquire someone to win in the right now? And if they do that, that means they're not trading anyone really, right?
Yeah, I think that's another option if they do fall out of contention. The problem is, you would have to make that trade a little bit before the trade deadline, because right, teams would want, they want some time to clear that cap space and then go out and get another player. So, and also those bad contracts that we see get moved around, there's usually a bit of term on that contract. And I don't think the Blackhawks can afford to do that. They only have a lot of cap space for this year with right, Seabrook and DeHaan on LTIR. So, I don't know what exactly you would be able to get for that, but it's worth exploring also if they fall out of contention.
Charlie, Robin Leonard is a fascinating guy, and have a ton of respect for everything that he has dealt with and overcome and is going through. He's also one of the more outspoken guys in that dressing room. How would you describe his candor and how unique it is to cover this guy? Because it's not every day you find a goaltender who is as honest about everything that's happening in front of him as he has been.
Yeah, I think what makes his comments, what, you know, people just eat up his comments, is because he can be critical of the team at times, but he can also back it up himself. Like if he says, oh, we gave up too many chances tonight, you know, that's obviously a direct, you know, he's talking about the guys in front of him, where if they gave up a lot of scoring chances, but he does his part to back it up too. Like he is one of the best goaltenders in the league at saving the team more goals than the opponent should be scoring. Like he's right up there in goals saved above average. So it would be different, or it wouldn't hold as much weight if he wasn't doing his part. And I'm sure it wouldn't resonate well in the locker room. But the fact that he has been by far probably their most consistent player and their MVP this season, I think that's why maybe the media and the fans in Chicago and even the guys in the locker room really value what he has to say.
Charlie, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate the insight.
Good stuff, Charlie.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Charlie Rumeliotis from NBC Sports, their fine Blackhawks reporter.
He really does a good job.
Yeah, he does. And you hear his insight. I just – I don't know how I feel about where they're at right now. I don't know that I got tons of hope.
It's tough, for this Mully, season. Because I think when you watch the Blackhawks, I think I find myself, I don't want to say you get nostalgic, but you kind of are conditioned to say, well, they're gonna go for the playoff spot because this is what they do.
Right.
And you're so used to seeing them play, even though it's been two seasons that they've missed the playoffs. This is, you see Kane, you see Taves, you see Duncan Keith, and you say, well, this is a playoff team. But then you watch it, see them struggle defensively. You see them some things that aren't happening. And they last night, they oddly struggled to score goals. So I don't know. I think they are kind of stuck in the middle. It's much like, I don't think they're as bad as the Bulls, but the Bulls are on the outside looking in. They're kind of in this NBA purgatory. The Hawks, to send to a similar way, are in the same spot in the NHL.
All right, 312-644-6767. You'll have to get Dan and Connor to answer those calls because we're going to bring them in next.
Why?
We're going to bring them in next, and we'll talk to them. But you go hit them with some black balls. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter for Mercedes-Benz Vans.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And we have a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here, and when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates, and that's why you need Indeed.com. It's used by over 3 million businesses. You post a job in minutes, you set up the screener questions, then you get to zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users get to try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
Dan Bernstein here. If you're a poker player and you want to play at the big event in Las Vegas, listen up. It's time now to grab your spot for the 2020 Charity Poker Championship, helping kids with cancer through Children's Oncology Services and Camp One Step. I'll be your host Thursday night, February 27th at Chicago's Galleria Marchetti. We're playing for thousands in prizes, and the top one of all, a $10,000 seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Seats are limited, so go to camponestep.org/poker2020. Now to get yours. Not a poker player? No worries. Spectator spots are available too. For an exciting night of eating, drinking, and poker in new this year, spectators will have the opportunity to play some blackjack. It's presented by Raymond James, and it's all to ensure the kids with cancer have the simple joys of childhood. Come on, player, up the ante. Don't wait. Reserve your spot now at camponestep.org/poker2020. camponestep.org/poker2020.
Hey, Cub fans, Pat Hughes here.
Here comes the winning run! Cubs win!
Warm up your winter with your favorite boys of summer at the 35th Annual Cubs Convention, January 17th to 19th.
It's almost here. Hotel packages at the Sheraton Grand Chicago and weekend passes are almost gone. So get yours now.
With events like the Kids Only Press Conference with Anthony Rizzo. Appearances by new Cubs manager David Ross.
So honored to be able to lead such a talented group.
Your favorite Cubs players, both current and alumni.
Unbelievable!
The fan favorite Saturday Night Bingo. Ryan Dempster's late night talk show, Off the Mound. Plus tons more. Get two-night hotel stay packages at the Sheraton. All-access weekend passes available too. Saturday-only passes for the Lowe's Hotel Experience. And Sunday-only family experience passes with expanded kids activities.
Get your passes now before they're gone.
What an amazing atmosphere.
Don't wait, Cub fans. For more event details and package options, go to cubs.com/convention. That's cubs.com/convention.
Cubs win!
Join the Wildcats, Welsh Ryan Arena, the place, this Saturday as they take on Nebraska. 3:30 tip. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago.